American Idol, the TV series that is part pageant, part talent show, attracts millions of viewers each week. And just in case you haven't seen it, yeah, those of you under the rock, unknown singers from around the country perform and viewers vote for their favorites. Last year, the audience anointed a hefty, shy R&B singer from Birmingham, Alabama.
After 24 million votes, the winner of American Idol 2003 is Reuben Studdard.
Whatever you may think of the glitzy production, the show has created an alternative path to the big time. NPR's Elizabeth Blair spoke to American Idol Reuben Studdard, who is making the most of the opportunity.
It's like I'm on stage and I forgot the words.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like building a new house with no roof and no doors.
Damn, I'm sorry.
If ever there was a question whether a man was capable of saying he's sorry, Reuben Studdard has the answer with his current radio hit, Sorry 2004.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you.
Women might be loving the song, but Studdard says men have been thanking him for giving them a ready-made, romantic apology.
The response has been greater from the guys than it is from the females because they're like, man, thank you for writing that song, man. You saved us. So, it's cool.
So sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before.
Studdard's silky tenor has led to comparisons to one of his idols, Luther Vandross. When legendary R&B singer Gladys Knight was a judge on American Idol, she called Studdard the Velvet Teddy Bear. But the voice that won over millions of television viewers might not have been enough to get a record deal. Before American Idol, the 25-year-old Studdard says he tried several times with no luck. He was in a gospel group called God's Gift that he says just didn't have the right connections.
I think it's really difficult. Hats off to the people that get recording deals. But it really is about who you know. So it's really about who can get that tape to that person that really needs to hear it, you know. Because I believe if God's Gift would have ever gotten a tape to somebody who could really do something for them, we probably would be one of the largest gospel groups in the country right now. And it just didn't work like that, so.
At any given moment, there are tens of thousands of musicians and singers who are recording their own tapes at home and just desperately trying to get them into the hands of tastemakers.
Josh Tyrangeil is a writer for Time magazine who's covered the American Idol phenomenon. He says the show's astounding popularity comes from the fact that the audience, by voting for their favorite performers, gets to be part of the story.
I think what's most compelling about the American Idol phenomenon is that people feel like they had a role in creation, and they get to see a change, or they get to feel as if they embraced an underdog. Would Reuben Studdard have made it had he not been on American Idol? Maybe. He's got a really nice voice, he's got a lovely personality, but the fact is that he didn't. And, you know, had he made it, it would have been a really tough sell, because it would have been just another guy with a nice voice coming out. And the fact is that the market is flooded with people like that. What we don't have on the market are people who have these great stories, and whose stories we already know, and who can also deliver on the talent end.
Long ago, the second show.
More than 30 million people tuned in last May to watch Reuben Studdard win American Idol. He won by a very slim margin over the freckled redhead Clay Aiken. The two stood out for their nearly flawless vocals, if not for their polished presentations. In fact, they each come across as someone you might meet at the local mall. Studdard grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, where his mom is an elementary school teacher and his dad teaches auto mechanics. Aiken was a special education teacher in his hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina. When asked his definition of an American Idol, Studdard replied, someone who represents the people.
Like a regular Joe, like a person that people can really relate to. Like you can see yourself, like I came from where he's from. Or Ruben is a big guy and he's making it. Or Clay is a nerd or he's weird. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like, that's why I think American Idol was so important, not only to us as artists, but to the American public. And just it goes to show you that, you know, if you continue to dream, I mean, anything is possible.
The creators of American Idol have not only built a large audience for their TV show, but also for CDs produced by the winners. According to Josh Tyrangeil, it's an audience that's been more or less ignored by the record labels, people who seem to prefer an innocent love song to today's sexually explicit lyrics.
So these are people who will go into their, you know, major retailer and plunk down $14.98, the full list price, to buy something. And, you know, for a record company, that's a dream come true, because even the people who are selling, you know, the Christina Aguileras of the world, who you know, certainly wouldn't be mistaken for wholesome most nights, they have to deep discount those records to get people to actually go into a store and buy them. You know, they're charging $10 for them.
They're charging $18.99 for Ruben Studdard's new CD, and already it's sold nearly 2 million copies. Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken set out to make CDs that are appropriate for all ages. Studdard says that's not a marketing ploy, that's just who they are.
Clay and I, we know we grew up in the South, we grew up in the church, and those things still mean a lot to us, so you know we have to try to make sure that we still keep a level of integrity in everything that we do, and I think both of us have done just that.
It's still anyone's guess whether Ruben Studdard's recording career will last once his run on American Idol has faded from memory. But for now, his current concert tour is nearly sold out. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I'm flying without wings, and that's the joy it brings. I'm flying without wings.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.